From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This week, one of the major political parties announced they would put up $2 million to re-establish shortwave broadcasting in the Northern Territory. This is after the decision of the ABC to cease shortwave and the then managing director and senior management showing a complete ignorance of the technology we, in the amateur radio community, use on a daily basis. This story has been picked up around the English-speaking world, and obviously some of our Pacific Rim neighbours will be pleased if indeed reliable shortwave services are again beamed from Australia. Apart from the cost of equipment, there will be the issue of choosing broadcast frequencies, as China has adopted several of the overseas transmission spots previously used by Australia. Stay tuned for further developments on this ongoing saga, which has been a disappointment to isolated listeners in the top end and an embarrassment to our regional and international reputation. As the sad legacy unfolds from the Californian wildfires, and the missing and dead rise in number, the reports have been appearing of the loss of the cell phone or mobile phone services in many affected areas. Once again, it is being reported as part of the tragic story that mobile services are vulnerable to natural phenomena such as fire, flood, landslide, and possibly EMP from coronal mass ejections from our sustaining sun. It is the knowledge of what does happen that spurs the amateur community globally to use its resources as a mobile and frequency diverse asset in times of emergency. There are groups around the world that spring into action through countries in Asia, Europe, North and South America and the Caribbean, as well as Australia and New Zealand. As we await the storm season forecast from the Bureau of Meteorology, this would be a good time to consider personal responses to emergent situations, and also whether you can join a local group such as WISON. If you're unsure of who to contact, check the call book or on the WIA web pages. Clubs might look at arranging guest speakers to cover preparedness for the crazy summer season of storms and rain. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.